observations during lunch. So I'm eating lunch inside of Carl's Jr., having a superstar, regular size combo. And a few things that I noticed that were kind of odd and kind of nice in their own sort of way. Kind of like the same sort of things that I saw when I was at the grocery store. Three things this time. First, there was a guy who was dressed very nice. He had a button-down shirt, he was wearing slacks, he had shiny shoes, he was sitting down. You know, he had a goatee, and he had a completely shaved head, which isn't, you know, it's not too far off for Southern California these days. You could see, like, an upscale sort of guy having a hairdo like that, or lack of hair like that. But I knew there was something shifty about him, and I couldn't quite place it. Like, there's just something about his face. It just looked a little shifty. So when he got up, he walked away, and he had a belt covered in skulls. And I knew he's a douchebag. Then the other thing that I saw, there was a guy, there's two guys sitting down eating lunch together. And the guy, one guy was eating and one guy wasn't eating. And the guy that was eating got up to get a refill for his drink. As soon as that guy turned his back, his friend just grabbed that guy's fry container, looked inside of it, but it was empty, so he just sat it back down. I just thought that was kind of nice how a guy was going to, you know, snag a couple of fries from his friend when he wasn't looking. Because maybe that's something I would do. That is something that I would do. So I can appreciate that. Last thing, I don't know where from the kitchen area of the Carl's Jr. I heard a woman yell in a very thick accent, "Number 5! And that made me think of periods. Bye-bye.